Parshas Nosoi, Tovshanayin Hey. So I must tell you that I looked over the last 5 years of Shiurim that we said on Parshas Nosoi, and believe it or not, the past 5 years we actually spoke about the same inyan in the Parsha, the same portion of the Parsha, the same idea we spoke about for 5 straight years. And that inyan was actually Berachos Kohanim. And more specifically, within the Berachos Kohanim, we spoke about the inyan of Shalom. And of course, we know, out of all the shiurim that we've given over the past 5.5 years, which is today, I guess, some almost 250 shiurim more, probably closer to 300 shiurim already, there probably was not a more important shiur than we have given on the inyan of Shalom. On the inyan of peace, on what Shalom is, and how important Shalom is to Klal Yisrael. However, I did make a decision this week that it might be time to move on to something else. It might be time to try to hit another idea in this week's Parsha. And the Nesiv HaShalom has a very, very beautiful piece close to the end of the Parsha. And the Parsha that we discuss at the end of this week's Sedra is the Parsha of the Nesiim. And where we know that the Nasi of each Shevet brought a carbon. And the Torah goes ahead. It's very interesting to see how the Torah goes ahead. And many of you are probably familiar with this from Chanukah, by the Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah, where we lay it every single day at the beginning of Chodesh Nisan. Those at Daven Nusach Svard, also we lay the Nasiim each and every day. And it's interesting to note that the Torah goes ahead and repeats the details of each carbon for each shevet, and it's repeated 12 times. The Torah repeats for each shevet exactly the same thing. And we know that each and every letter of the Torah, each and every word of the Torah is counted and measured. And from one letter, one extra letter in the Torah, you learn through Gemara, you see how we darshan, how we learned so many halachas out of one extra word, one extra letter in the Torah. However, over here, by the Parsha of the Nesiim, not only is there an extra letter, not only is there an extra word, but the Torah goes ahead and repeats an entire Parsha for each Shevet. And you know, it's very interesting that not only does the Torah repeat it for each Shevet, but each one was exactly the same. The carbon that the Nasi of each Shevet brought was the same. So the easiest thing for the Torah to do, what the Torah should have done in our mind, is just to say the first one, say the first Shevet, whichever Shevet we pick, whether it's the Shevet Yehuda you want to pick, say that one, and then go ahead and say that it was exactly the same for each one. And yet we see that the Torah doesn't do that. The Torah goes ahead and repeats each Shevet, exactly the entire Parsha, says the whole thing over again. And the Torah uses so many words and so many psukim extra just to tell us that. So the truth is, the Nesiv HaShalom says that the reasons and the meaning of all these questions that we have in the Torah about extra words and extra letters and extra psukim, the reasons behind these things are really very, very deep reasons. And there are many things and many reasons which we actually have no idea about. It's brought down, the Nesiv HaShalom brings down this memra also, it's brought down that there are 600,000 different ways to learn the Torah. 600,000 pirushim on the Torah. And they correspond to the 600,000 neshamos of Klal Yisrael. These are all very, very deep things, and we're not going to get into that right now, because many in our minds, really, we can't even begin to grasp these things. But the Nesiv HaShalom speaking a little bit about Kabbalah and a little bit about how we learn all the extra, the way the words in the Torah are set up, and that has to do with many, many mystical things and different things which we're not going to get into right now. But we will try to explain the inyan that we want to discuss here of all the Nesiim in our Parsha. L'chaira, we know that what Hashem really wants, and this goes a little bit into Shalom that we've spoken about the last few years, What Hashem really wants is Achdus and Klal Yisrael. Hashem wants everyone in Klal Yisrael to be together, to get along, and Klal Yisrael should not be different factions and different groups that disagree with each other. That is something that Hashem looks very, very much down upon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everything together. And we know, and we just went through this on the Yontif of Shavuos, that the Torah was given, the Pasuk says, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar, that Klal Yisrael, they came to Har Sinai, and we darshan Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar, Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. That's what Hashem wanted, and until we were that way, we could not receive the Torah. Hashem wants that we should all get along. And the period in Klal Yisrael, and when people speak Lashon Hara about each other, when people have public arguments, this is something that Hashem takes very, very seriously. And Hashem wasn't ready to give the Torah until Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, that we were together. So the question here begs to be asked. If Hashem wants it, that Klal Yisrael should be one, if the Torah is so intent on being given only when Klal Yisrael is one and we are as one, then why do we go ahead now by the Nesiim? Why do we go ahead and split up the Nesiim and say each Nasi, each Shevet separately? HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes when we're all together. He likes when we're all one, and we make a point of it in this week's Parsha of splitting up everybody into different groups of Shvatim. So if the Torah is doing that, says the Nesiv HaShalom, if the Torah is doing that, it must be to teach us an extremely, extremely important lesson. And like we said, there are deep Kabbalistic meanings of different things, tzirufim, and how all the shvatim together, they add up to the Shem Havaya, and all together it adds up to Klal Yisrael. Again, we're going to put that aside and just know, keep in the back of your mind, that there are very, very deep meanings to this too. But, however, you need to know something, and this is a lesson that we all have to learn. The Torah is teaching us here that in addition to the Kedusha that is Klal Yisrael, like we said, we came to Har Sinai, we had to have the Kedusha of being as one of Klal Yisrael. But there's a very, very important lesson to be learned here. In addition to that Kedusha, there is a unique and special individuality to each group of people, to each Shevet. In other words, although we're one Klal Yisrael, but sometimes when there are different groups, there's different yeshivas, there's different shuls, there's different places, and in our parsha, there's different shvatim. But you know what? To each shevet, there is a very, very unique thing, and they have something very, very special, a special trait that separates them, and that is their unique strong point. And that is your thing that you are supposed to contribute to Klal Yisrael. There's 12 different ways. The Torah is telling us they all brought the same carbon. They all did the same thing. But the Torah is separating it to tell us that, you know what? We all have one goal of serving Hashem, but we serve Hashem in different ways. And we see that today, and we see that everywhere, and we see that all over the place. Uvilvad sheyichavin libe l'shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everybody to be mechavin your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you know what? You could do it in your own way. And you could do it in your own unique way. And you're not wrong. And you're not wrong. You're all right. If you have kavana l'shem shemayim, you're doing it for the right reasons. You're not doing it to be against somebody else. But you're doing it because you want to contribute your talents. You want to contribute what you have to give to Klal Yisrael. Then you're doing it for the right reason. And it's for that reason that the Torah goes through great length over here and brevity to say that each Nasi did his thing and his carbon separately. Yes, each one brought the exact same carbon, but each one had their own machshavas in their own way. And if you look at the Medrash on this week's Parsha goes through it, and the Medrash tells us the different machshavas that each Shevet came to the table with. We know there was one Shevet had Malchus, right? The Shevet of Yehuda. They came with Malchus. They came to the table with Malchus. Then there was one of Shevet Yisachar. They came with Torah. And the Medrash says there was one of the partnership and support of Torah, Shevet Zevulun. They brought the same carbon, but each person came bringing to the table. Each one has their own chelek in Avodas Hashem. And when Klal Yisrael was being counted last week in Parshas Bamidbar, we see the same thing. By each Shevet, remember from last week, it wasn't too long ago, the Torah writes by each one, Toldoisam, Lemishpachoisam, Levesavoisam, each one the same words, the same thing, over and over again. You know why? Because each one, you're part of Klal Yisrael, but you each have your own way, your own Kedusha. So although each action was the same, Hashem wants to see what's in your heart. How are you going to serve me, Hashem is saying? How are you going to contribute and serve Hashem in your own unique way? And that is really, we have to know, that's what Avodas Hashem is all about. It's not a lie, it's not just about being a parrot and imitating, oh, my neighbor's doing this, my classmates are doing that, my friends are doing this, my family's doing that, so I have to just go through the motions and do the exact same thing. And right away, if someone is not exactly the same as the other person on the street, we're ready to write them off because we think there's only one way. There's only one way to come to the table. And maybe what I'm saying is a little bit controversial, but it's really not controversial because this is what Hashem wants. Hashem wants you to be yourself. Hashem wants you to have the right kavana. He wants you to do it l'shem shamayim, but Hashem is not asking you to be someone else. He's asking you to be you. We all have the same goal. Each shevet had the same carbon. They had the same goal, but it's to bring to the table. And this is the lesson, the very important lesson that we have to take out of this week's parsha. Everyone has their talents, and everyone has their thing, and everyone has their ways. And it's very, very difficult to look at somebody else and say, your way is wrong because I'm doing it that way. No. Every Shevet had their way, their path to Avodas Hashem. Again, uvolvad sheyichavin libo l'shamayim. So the Torah goes ahead in this week's Parsha and repeats it, and repeats it, and goes over and over it again. And in last week's Parsha, we go over and we count and we do it again and again to teach us that lesson. Let's internalize that lesson. Let's not look down at anybody. Let's not look negatively at anyone's way of serving Hashem. Let's understand that there are different ways. And there are different ways, and Hashem respects every one of the ways, as long as we all do it for the right reasons.